Y'all are awesome. We appreciate everything y'all do. I don't, me personally, and it's not being mean or nothing like that, but I mean it. I understand where it comes from, honoring the pastor. I understand that. I personally, I don't like it. Right? I mean, because it just feels awkward, I guess, you know, but it shouldn't. It really shouldn't, you know? I mean, all of us should be receiving what God has for us daily. And we shouldn't ever be embarrassed of it or shy of it. Amen. We shouldn't. Amen. Amen. And we shouldn't allow the world to try to tell us, well, why are you getting all that? Well, God loves me. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Just God is good to me. He is. I mean, we continually follow and do what he asked us to do. There's no limit. There's no limit. You remember the Israelites, what they do in Psalm 98, they limited the Holy One of what? Israel. Limited him. So he couldn't even do half of what he wanted to do. And he fed them. He gave them water out of a rock, fed them with manna every day, right? And then they whined about that, and then they's like, where's our meat? And then if you read over in Numbers, I think it's around 13. I'm probably wrong about that. Yeah, I am wrong about that, because that's when they went into Canaan. But over in Numbers, I forget the chapter, it talks about whenever he brought quail in the message, it says that the quail came in waist deep. And this is for millions of people, not five people. But yet they limited him. And he was unable to do what he really wanted to do for him. Amen. So we shouldn't limit God in any area of our life, right? And I definitely want to give all the honor to God. Amen, because he's helping us. He's helping us do all of this. And trust me, it ain't me, because a few times I wanted to quit. Yeah. I'll be real honest with you. But we're staying with it, doing what God asked us to do. That way we continually stay blessed as long, and y'all as well stay blessed. Yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Because here's the thing. God's not just going to bless us and just leave y'all on the side. Amen. Y'all understand that, right? Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to continue. I think this will be the last part of thriving in famine. Y'all remember we talked about it a few weeks ago, and then a few more weeks before that we talked about it, about how Abraham, he obeyed and moved, right? And then Isaac obeyed and sowed. And then Joseph obeyed using the wisdom of God and prepared. Yes. Amen. So today we're going to look at how Joseph obeyed God and prepared, right? Amen. We'll turn over to actually Psalms, no, Romans 8:14. Go to John 16:13, please, NLT. We'll get there. John 16:13, NLT. I'll pray and we'll get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. And we thank you for your word this morning. I thank you, Father God, not what I would have for the congregation, but what you would have for us, Father God. I thank you that my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truth this morning from your word. And Holy Ghost, we thank you, sir, you are the teacher, the standby, the advocate, the helper, but you're the teacher and the helper, and we're looking to you as the teacher right now to unveil and reveal truths to us from your word. Because I thank you, Father God, as long as we're honoring, as long as we're receiving of what you showed us so far, the Holy Ghost will reveal other light from the scripture, Father God. And I thank you, we won't go to this scripture with an attitude of, I've already read that. But we'll go to this scripture with an attitude of, like, this is the first time we've ever read the word of God. That way we don't try to be puffed up when we come to it, but we come almost as a kindergartner, excited to learn from the word this morning, excited to receive what you would have for us, excited because we know that from your word we don't have to live a defeated life. We know that from your word we don't have to live in lack. We know from your word we don't have to live with sickness and disease. We learn from your word we don't have to deal with depression or anxiety or worry or fear. But I thank you, Father God, we will receive everything that you have for us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody agreed, said amen. 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 They got it up here on the screen, John 16:13, NLT. It says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will what? What does God mean? He'll lead you, right? He'll lead us, right? You into what, though? Man, that's such a profound statement.
Yes, sir.
He will guide you into what?
All
Amen. He'll guide you into all truth. Who is the you?
Me.
Amen. So you can put your name there. He will guide Ricky into all truth. Amen. He won't speak on his own, but he'll tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about what? And not just the future as a whole, but also your future. Yes. He ain't going to tell you the whole thing. He'll just let you know bits and pieces. Yes. Because if we know the whole thing, are we going to walk in faith?
No,
because we already know then, yes. Right?
Amen.
In Hebrew, it talks about that the just shall live by what? Faith. It talks about that Jesus or God's pleased with us being in faith, correct?
Yes.
Amen. So we got to continually be in faith every single day of our life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard, and he will tell you about the future. Amen. I love this scripture because we don't have to walk around like everybody else in the world. We are not, we don't have to walk around confused. We don't have to walk around going, what are we doing next? What's going to happen? Where's my food coming from? Where's the money coming from? Because the Holy Ghost will help us continually, every day of our life, as long as we're asking, as long as we're just fellowshipping with God, he'll continue to talk to us.
Amen.
The thing about it is he is not a bully.
Amen.
He ain't just going to barge his way in.
Right. Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's go. Let's see where we're going first. Turn over to 2 Corinthians, please. 9:8. We don't have the Phillips, so. Pull it up, yeah, in the Passion, please. Where's my phone? Nobody panic. I got my phone. Uh-oh. Second Corinthians 9:8. In the Passion, it says, yes, God is more than ready to what?
Overwhelm you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
To do what?
Overwhelm you.
To do what?
Overwhelm you.
You know, you talk a lot about prosperity. You know, it's if you really got into the Word, you'd be surprised how much God talked about prosperity.
Amen.
And the thing is, we haven't talked about it so long that the Christian body as a whole is living in a defeated life. The Christian body as a whole is living in lack like everybody else. And what kind of example to God is that? I mean, we need to look at it like it is. Because if prosperity was such a sin, let's just talk for a minute. If prosperity was so evil, if prosperity was just such a bad thing, why would God put it in the Word?
Yes, amen.
Why would he? To confuse us? That a way we could sin and he could, you know, attack us and get us?
Amen.
See, our way of thinking has just been kind of flipped throughout the years because somehow somebody said money was evil. It said the love of money is evil, not money is evil. The love of money. You could be broke and still have a love of money. You could be broke and still wanting to go work 4 or 5 jobs and be stingy and still love money so much that you don't care about nothing else. So it doesn't matter how much money you have. The love of money is evil, not money. Because if money was evil, and if we were saying money's evil, we said it before, then why in the world are we going to a job to work for it?
Yes.
Now, let's be honest. If we're saying, well, money's evil, okay, why are we using it every day? Why don't we get out of our house, stop driving our car, because it takes money to drive it? Well, I use my car. Yeah, but your money's in the bank. If money's evil, get rid of the bank account. If money's evil, stop going to the job. Well, I need this to live. But no, time out. You just said money was evil. So if money's evil, money is evil.
Come on.
Right?
Right?
Well, there's a certain amount. Well, what's the certain amount then that makes money evil? Where's the limit to where it's like, oh, evil mark?
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
I mean, we've allowed these things to affect us.
Yeah.
And it's really affected the church as a whole. Because then, you know, back whenever radio and TV and things first started coming out, you know, they were talking about, well, TV's bad and stuff. No, it's not. Come on. I mean, because how many people could be reached from Bullhead from a TV station?
Right.
The entire world. So how would that be wrong or evil if we're further in the kingdom of God helping people? See, our thinking's got to change, right? The whole thing's got to change. Our thinking's got to change about thinking money is evil, prosperity is bad, we shouldn't have anything. Well, if you don't, then if that's the case, then seriously, we should all just get rid of everything and live on the streets. That way we don't have nothing.
Right.
Amen. Yeah, but that's not how God... That's not what God had in mind for all of us. Amen. I ain't got time to go into it, but you remember Adam sinned.
Yes.
Because God told him to replenish, subdue, and prosper it, right?
Yes.
He said, just extend this Garden of Eden.
Yes.
He sinned, sold out to Satan, right? And then Satan was able to have control over the finances and things like that. And then God needed somebody.
Yep.
Abram came up,
yes,
said, I'll do what you say, God.
Yes.
I'll do exactly what you asked me to do. And went from having nothing to just overflow.
Yes. Amen.
And these are examples that God wanted each one of us to see.
Yes.
Amen.
Each and every single one of us.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, you're just talking about the Old Testament. Well, you know, there's scripture right here in the New Testament talk about overflow just as well.
Yes, sir.
But if I'm so blinded and I'm so turned off to it, I ain't going to see it.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Come on.
Amen. Because, you know, let me read this. Amen. Yes, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace so that you will have more than what?
Enough of everything.
Amen. I mean, you just can't get any plainer than that. You really can't. Excuse me. More than enough of everything. Every moment and what? He will make you what? See, so when somebody says money is wrong, I don't argue with them.
Yes, sir.
I don't.
Yes, sir.
Because we can disagree and still be friends.
Yes, sir.
We can disagree and still just be have fellowship.
Yes, sir.
We don't have to be mad at each other.
Right.
We don't have to, I ain't talking to them ever again. They don't believe like me. That's kind of it's kind of hateful.
Yes.
It's not the love of God.
Amen.
Because what if God was like, well, I ain't talking to you no more. You don't believe like me. Yes. Amen. Enough of everything, every moment and in every way. He will make you overflow with what? In every good thing you do. In every good thing you do. Amen. In the Phillips, I'll read it to you out of the Phillips. It says, let me find it, sorry. After all, God can give you everything that you need so that you may always have sufficient both for yourselves, listen to this part, and for giving away to other people.
Amen.
Amen. Whenever y'all remember I told you whenever I first moved here, I was making $12,000, almost said a month. Made $12,000 the first year I was here, right? And the next year was like 15 or something, and it's just kind of steadily been growing. But, that's why I'm saying thank you. I got sidetracked. But so whenever I started learning about prosperity and things like that, you know, I was always thinking like, well, who's going to bless me? And then I got to reading more, and it talks about we're blessed to be what? So I had to change my attitude.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's good. Amen.
Amen. I stopped looking to who could bless me or where the blessing would come from, to who can I bless?
Amen.
Who can I be a blessing to?
Amen.
Who can I show the love of God to?
Yeah.
Who can I help around here that needs some help?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And that's what it's about. It's not about hoarding.
No.
It's not about keeping and being stingy, because that sounds like the love of money.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's about being a blessing. God blessed us to be a blessing, to show others what our Father God looks like.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And I mean, how can you help people like that? You can help them extremely.
Yes, sir.
I mean, there was a church me and Pastor Chelsea were listening to. They were able to help during the pandemic and afterwards now. They've been able to help over 50 or 52 churches.
Yes, sir.
That they were having to close their doors.
Yep.
Their buildings were about to be, repossessed.
Yeah.
They were about to lose everything. But these churches, this church just felt led to start being able to sow into these other churches and help them out so that the kingdom of God could be furthered.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. They're not doing it to get their name out there. Have y'all heard about them? No, you haven't. See, whenever people are always wanting to show off, hey, look what I did, I'd pay attention to them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
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 Amen. Pull that up in the message, please. Let me know when you got it. I'm trying to pull it up. He's got it. Sorry, we're getting there. And the message just says, can you go back? Yes, see? Make me tell you again, get them. The most generous God, amen. The most what?
Generous.
God. Who gives seed to the farmer that becomes bread for your meals is more than extravagant. What? Extravagant.
Yes.
Extravagant. He gives you something you can then give what?
Away.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Which grows into full formed lives, robust in God. Wealthy. How?
In every way.
So that you can be what?
Generous.
How?
In every
way. Amen. Producing with us great praise to who?
God.
Not to yourself.
Amen.
To who?
God.
Amen. All the glory should always go to God. You try to get the glory, you're in a bad place.
Yes, sir.
Amen. In the passion over here where it talks about so that you will have more than enough of everything. If you hit there's a letter beside that word, everything, it's an E. And if you pull it up, it says the Greek word there is, I'm going to spell it, A-U-T-A-R-K-E-I-A. You don't want me to try to pronounce it. I almost did. That's a bad idea, because I don't know what I'd say. Its meaning is independently wealthy. Independently wealthy.
Amen.
Amen. Independently wealthy. I'm going to read it to you out of the King James real fast. It says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. That means that no matter what, if a bill pops up, whatever it is, you always have the finances to be able to take care of it.
Yes, sir.
That way you're not ever in a tight spot.
Yes,
that way you're not ever struggling. God did not have us here on earth to struggle. Because if we're serving that kind of God, we need to rethink. We need to rethink who we're serving if that was the case. Because why would I want to serve somebody that just wants to keep me down, keep me defeated? There ain't no point in that. But all sufficiency, that just means you have more than enough. You're able to take care of whatever. If something pops up, you're able to bless somebody with it.
Yeah.
You know, we were... individual needed a vehicle.
Yes, sir.
God placed it on our heart to help.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not trying to get praise for it.
No.
Amen. Because all glory be to God. Because there was a time I couldn't do anything.
Amen.
But God placed it on our heart to help. And so we were able to get this individual a vehicle.
Yes.
Amen. I've texted a few people, and a few people were like, yeah, we want to get in on that. I was like, all right, that's fine. You know?
Amen.
And so we were able to help bless a person with a vehicle because they were walking.
Yeah.
Amen. See, to be a blessing, that's exactly what it means. It doesn't mean to hoard up to where nobody gets nothing. But whenever a need pops up, you see somebody struggling or something like that, and God says, hey, go over there and give them $50,000. You're like, all right.
Yes, sir.
They need this. Go over there and bless them and help them.
Yes, sir.
All right. But we've looked too long as not us, amen, that money was evil or bad or prosperity and we should never talk about it. But that's the main thing we need to be talking about.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And I'll show you that in Scripture in Joel.
Yeah. Amen.
Where it talks about put first things first. We might as well go over there. Go over to Joel 2, please. Actually, no. Let's keep going for a minute.
Yes,
amen. Go down to verse 11, please. I like to throw water everywhere. Everywhere? Any word. I just made it up. You're welcome. All right. Pull it up in the Passion, please. Y'all all right this morning?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Fantastic.
You will be what?
Abundantly enriched in every way.
All right, so let's read to the first comma. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Go.
You will be abundantly enriched
in every way. You will be abundantly what?
In every way,
as you just keep your money and don't do what God asked.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling you, making $12,000 a year, we had the three girls, we had the house. I ended up having to sell one of my guns to my mom because we didn't have any food. And so I was like, I'll bring it to you next time we see you, but we ain't got no food for the girls. We need some money. So I had to sell my gun to my mom and dad. I mean, we struggled.
Yes, sir.
We struggled.
Yes, sir.
Thank God we ain't there no more.
Amen.
So, I mean, you can't tell me that prosperity is something from God. Lack is something from God. Because the turmoil that comes from that, the stress that comes from that. And then the parents might even get upset at each other. Why aren't you spending that? We ain't got no food. Everybody's on edge. We don't know if we can pay for anything. That's how God wants all of us to live.
No.
That's just backward way of thinking.
Yes, sir.
And then God laid it on our heart. We were standing in the living room. I'll tell you exactly where we were. Right there in the living room in front of the TV. And Chelsea goes, hey, I think God wants us to start giving $20 over our tithe. I looked at her like she's crazy. Because I didn't understand prosperity. I didn't understand what the word would do fully in my life yet. I had to get more light on that. I didn't wait. I said, you know what? I didn't wait till I got more light on it until I did it. I said, you know what? I know you hear from the Holy Ghost. I know you know his voice. I ain't questioning that. If God said to do it, we'll start doing it.
Yeah.
Hardest thing I ever did.
Yeah.
Hardest thing I ever did. Because we were in lack bad.
Yeah.
We had bills.
Yes.
I was making $12,000 or $13,000 that year. That's it.
Yeah. Amen.
House rent, electric, water, and we got to feed them that will just eat everything. But we trusted God. We said, you know what? You asked us to do it. We'll do it. And so we started doing it. And some way,
amen.
Some way, we made it. And we're still making it. And we ain't at the 20 no more. Because I started realizing what that does. I started understanding what you will abound in writ. You will be abundantly enriched in every way as you give, as you sow generously on every occasion. I realized, you know what? God's not stingy. Why would he want me to be stingy?
Amen.
If it's truly about the kingdom of God, I'm going to try this out. God, you said it. You said that we're robbing you over in Malachi 3:10, talking about we robbed you in tithe and offering, about verse 7 or 8, I think it is. And then 10 talks about bring all your tithes to the storehouse, right? But he said you robbed us in tithe and offering. It wasn't just tithe. It was offering as well. And then I started getting over into the New Testament, seeing what it said about prosperity, seeing what it said about not having to live in lack. Not having to live a defeated life, because with lack, look at all the turmoil and everything that brings along with it.
Yes, amen.
You know, some people say, well, I want a miracle. Well, what kind of miracle? And don't get me wrong, miracles are great, but are we just looking at, I mean, what kind of miracle are we looking at here? Yeah. On a serious note, because what kind of miracle would it be for somebody that's about to lose their house? A family about to lose their house, and God just lays it on your heart to go help them pay it off or give them some money for a payment. What kind of miracle is that?
Hallelujah.
If we're blessed to be a blessing, if we're supposed to be representing God, we ought to do it well.
Yes.
We ought to do it well, and we are, right? Amen. We can always do better. Amen. And we're learning. Generous on every occasion, for when we take your gifts to those in need, it causes what?
Many to give thanks to God.
To who?
God.
See, it's amazing how much money will really, it represents God, but it'll actually turn people to God.
That's a fact. Amen.
But yet Satan was able to convince people that it was evil, but yet it'll turn people to God. Because they'll want to know, how are you doing this? What do you mean you want to help give me a payment for my house so I don't lose it? What are you doing that's so special? Look, all glory to God. He's good to me. God blesses me in every way.
Amen.
To be able to be a blessing like that speaks more volume than just telling somebody, we're praying for you. Don't get me wrong. That's good as well. All right? I'm not belittling it, but I'm telling you, it'll start turning people, because it'll turn their eyes. People with money also, people actually look up to and listen to what they have to say.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we did. Amen. Because y'all remember what a miracle is. A miracle is a divine intervention in an ordinary course of nature. Somebody about to lose their house or their car, and God lays it on our heart to help them. Is that a miracle?
Yes.
Absolutely. Because it's a divine intervention. God asked you to do it. If you wouldn't do it, then they were losing everything. Because they obviously didn't have it. They were losing it.
Amen.
Man, to be a blessing is so much more than we realize.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But are we stingy with what we have right now, though?
Come on.
Amen. I should have heard amen out of that. Amen.
Amen.
Are we, because you know, well, I'm waiting to be a millionaire. Well, what are you doing with that five?
Because
it's a progression. It's not you're going to jump up there overnight.
Yes, sir.
You know, go back and read about Abraham. It was a step by step by step by step. He increased, 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 increased. And he could have got to about middle and go, I'm doing better than I've ever did. I think I'm going to hang out here for a while.
Right.
Sometimes we get a little complacent with it. I'm going to tell on myself. I did. And then I had to get myself back going, because I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're getting comfortable.
Yeah.
You're getting lazy, Ricky.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on. Amen.
Amen. And so I had to kick myself, get myself back up, continue moving, doing what God asked you to do. Amen. Because we can always do better. We can always be a blessing to wherever, to whoever. God asks us to be a blessing too, because that's what it's about. Amen. It's about the kingdom of God, not about Ricky or Chelsea. It's not about Spirit Life. It's about the kingdom of God. Amen. And this is just an avenue to help get the gospel out, right?
Yes,
amen. A couple things I wrote down after in the Passion, actually, if you look it up right there by the word enough. Is that verse 11? It is. I wrote down the wrong scripture, I think. Is occasion in there? I wrote down the wrong one. Excuse me. Is it 11? Is occasion in there? Oh, I didn't even see it. There it is. I found it. Nailed it. Look. In the Passion, there's a letter K by the word occasion. If you hit it, it says, you will always be rich enough to be generous at all times. All times. Amen. At all times. Amen. Well, I'm trying to get there. You and me both, and we're getting there.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Yes,
sir. Have we made it yet? No, not by no means. Because if the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, all the cattle, all the gold, all the silver, all the oil is the Lord's, and it belongs to his kids, who's his kids?
Amen.
Amen. We are. And we're blessed to be a blessing. So am I being a blessing right now? That's what we got. Am I being a blessing right now? And then it'll just continually just grow and grow and grow and grow. It might look tight and like you're not going to make it at the beginning, but the devil is a liar. The word is true. Amen. And so you just stay with it. Stay at it. It's like playing sports. Did you just decide one day, in high school, you know what? I think I'm going to go out for the golf team. Never played before in your life. Went to one practice, said, that's it. I'm better than Tiger Woods. I can quit now. Has anybody ever did that?
No.
In any kind of sport? No. In any kind of sport or any kind of thing, even going to college, you had to sit there and do what?
Practice.
Practice. Repetition. 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 Over. 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 Amen. I don't care what I think I know about the Word of God. Every time I open it, I'm like, holy cow, have I not ever seen that before? Because I don't go to the Word I already know that.
Yeah, amen.
You go to the Word with, I know that already. Or, no, that's not what that says. You go to the Word of God like that, that's all the light you'll ever get on anything. But you go to the Word of God acting like you don't know nothing. Amen. Then the Spirit of God knows that you're teachable. He knows that, you know what, you're hungry. You're really wanting to learn more. Let's just reveal more light to him.
Yes.
Amen. So generous at all times, right? Amen. Talking about repetition, it's a daily thing. When being in the military, right, we had to do a mount. That's what we called it. I forget what that acronym stood for, but as you went into houses and cleared houses and stuff like that with like a four-man team, right? Well, we didn't just do it one time and said, we got this thing nailed down, send us to war. Because we'd all died.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Because that one time, I think somebody fell down, somebody didn't get the door right, somebody didn't clear over here, and I think somebody shot the one man. not literally, but we're... So if we'd have went into war right then, we wouldn't have made it. But we sat there and did it over and over and over. And then when we got tired of doing it, we had to sit there and do it over and over and over. And then when we was like, we got it figured out, they were like, now do it over and over and over. Why? Because they're wanting to be a muscle memory to it. That way you're just doing it. You don't got to think about it. You're not trying to analyze it now. You're not overthinking it now. Now you just know exactly what the Word of God says. Whenever lack shows up, that does not belong to me. That's from you, Satan. Lack does not belong in my house, in my bank account, or in anything I do.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go over to Joel, please, 2. We'll read, start about verse 24. Pull up the message first, please. Teaching like rain out of heaven, showers of words to refresh and what?
Nourish
your soul, just as he used to do. And plenty of food for what?
For your body.
Silos full of what?
Grain.
A cask of wine and barrels of what? I'll make up for the years of the locust, the great locust devastation, locust savage, locust deadly, fierce locust, locust of doom, the great locust invasion I sent your way. You'll eat your fill of good food, you'll be full of praises to your God, the God who has set you back on your heels in wonder. Never again will my people be what?
Despised.
We already read that one. You'll know without question that I'm in the thick of life with Israel, that I'm your God, yes, your God, the one and only real God. Never again will my people be what?
Despised.
And that's just the beginning. Right? So that's the main word I want you to see right there, is that's just the beginning. And then it says what? So it talks about everything from verse 27 down, right? So after all of that, right? Then it says, I will pour out my spirit. All right? Pull it up in the NET, please. Do we have that? NET? No. Let me pull it up. You can pull it up in the King James then. In the NET, verse, 24 there? It says, the threshing floors are full of grain. The vast overflow with fresh wine and olive oil. I will make up for the years that the locust consumed your crops, the locust, these are all Hebrew words that obviously I can't say. My great army that I sent against you, you will have what? Oh yeah, y'all don't have it, sorry. I apologize. Oh, that was funny. You made me lose my spot. You will have plenty to eat, and your hunger will be fully satisfied.
Amen.
Amen. You will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has acted wondrously in your behalf. My people will never again be put to shame. You will be convinced that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God. There is no other. My people will never again be put to shame. And then verse 28, it says, after all of this.
Amen.
After all of this. Look at the King James. Pull it up, please. 24. And the floor shall be full of what?
Wheat.
And the fat shall overflow with what? And all. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palm worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in what?
Plenty.
And be what?
Satisfied.
satisfied. Eat in plenty and be satisfied. Eat in plenty and be satisfied. If you can't pay any bills, are you satisfied? If you're behind on your payments, are you satisfied?
No.
And praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be ashamed. Amen. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. And that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be what?
Ashamed.
And it shall come to pass afterward.
Amen.
It's interesting that he talked about overflow, plenty.
Amen.
But now he's talking about, but after you're in overflow. After you're in overflow. But money's evil. Well, why is God talking about overflow first? And then he says, and afterward.
Yeah.
After all of this.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Then he talks about pouring out his spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
Got to put first things first.
Yes, sir.
See, they put finances and prosperity on the back burner so long, you know, but we getting there. Hallelujah. We're not moved by what people think. Amen. We're moved by the word of God and what he asked us to do, right? Amen. We truly understand that the kingdom of God is not all about money. We understand that 100%. If it was, then I'd be up here, or I'd have been up during offering talking about, you can probably give more. We know we need some more money. We need y'all, you know, give us some money, give us this money. I'd be talking about you give us money all the time. Have you ever heard me get up here and say, give me some money?
No.
Not one time. Why? Because you're not my source.
Amen.
At all. And if I start looking to you, I take my eyes off God. And God's got to be all of our sources, right?
Yes,
we all have to look to God. We understand that it does take money, though, to get the gospel out. You think that going down here to Scooters and putting all this on was for free?
No. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
If we was a broke church, you think we'd have been able to do it?
No, sir.
Once you start thinking about it like that, it really makes you open your eyes about, you know what? It does take money to do things. It does take money for people to go overseas to preach over there. Because, I mean, let's be honest. We're here. We're not going.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Right. I mean, right? I mean, I see y'all. Y'all ain't going. You're sitting here with me.
Amen.
Yes, amen. So we can be a blessing to help the word get out, though, right? But I really wanted to show you that it says afterwards. He said, then I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. We've quoted that so many times, but we've never read verse 24 down through 27.
Yeah.
Amen.
Where it talked about overflow, it talked about plenty, it talked about satisfied.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. And now he says, but after all of that,
after that,
I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Amen. I love that. I really do. It's really good. Turn over real fast, please, to Psalms 37:25. Pull it up in the Amplified, please. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the what? The uncompromisingly righteous forsaken, or their seed what? I looked up that word uncompromisingly, and it means showing an unwillingness to make conscious something, yeah, to others, especially by changing one's ways or opinions.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Uncompromisingly, pretty much you're sticking with the word of God, even though people might be coming against you or saying that you're doing it wrong or whatever. Because as long as you're doing what God asks you to do, stay where you're at and stay running forwards.
Yes,
amen. Until God tells you to either correct or you're getting off a little bit, then just stay doing what you know to do.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Just because a man tells us, hey, you're doing it wrong. I mean, we gotta follow the inward witness on the inside of us. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. We'll start it, but we ain't going to get through it. Go over to Genesis 41, please. Genesis 41, you can keep it in the Amplified, that's fine. Genesis 41, 29. Any of y'all getting anything out of this?
God is good.
He is good, hallelujah. Take note. 7 years, y'all know this is Joseph, right?
Yes, sir.
His brother sold him off, and then that one woman said he raped me and all that. He is in jail, and then they one dude had a dream and all this kind of stuff, right? And now he's back here.
Yes.
Take note. 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt are coming. Then there will come 7 years of hunger and famine, and there will be so much want that all the great abundance of the previous years will be what?
Forgotten
in the land of Egypt. And hunger, destitution, starvation will exhaust, consume, finish the land. And the plenty will become quite unknown in the land because of that following famine, for it will be very woefully severe. That the dream was sent twice to Pharaoh, and the two forms indicated that the things which God will very soon bring to pass is fully prepared and established by God. Go to go to 46, please. Joseph, who had been in Egypt 13 years, was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went about his what?
Duties
through all the land of Egypt, right? In the 7 abundant years, the earth brought forth by handfuls for each seed planted, and he gathered up all the surplus food of the 7 good years in the land of Egypt and stored up the food in the cities. He stored away in each city the food from the fields around it. Y'all remember God told him that there's going to be 7 years of famine, or 7 years of abundance and 7 years of famine, right? God told him, go ahead and start get some extra out of each crop and store it up and put it away, because after these 7 years of abundance, going to come 7 years of famine, right? So see, Abraham, God told him to go to another place, right? When famine hit, Isaac, what God tell him to do? Stay put, but to sow, right? He told him to sow in famine, and he reaped. Correct, 100-fold?
Yes.
Amen. Because y'all remember, in that land before then, the percentage of yield was 25%. But yet Isaac did what God did during famine and reaped 100%. But yet the normal yielding was 25%. It's a huge difference, right? And then Joseph, God told him to there's going to come a famine. Just put away a little bit of extra each month. So that way, whenever famine hits, you'll have plenty, right?
Yes,
Joseph gathered grain as sand of the sea very much until he stopped counting, for it could not be what?
Measured.
Amen. Verse 53, please. When the 7 years of plenty were ended in the land of Egypt, The 7 years of scarcity and famine began to come as Joseph had said they would. The famine was in all the surrounding lands, but in all of Egypt, what? But when all the land of Egypt was weakened with hunger, the people there cried to Pharaoh for food. And Pharaoh said to them all, "Go to Joseph, what he says to you, do." When the famine was over all the land, Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians, for the famine grew extremely what? In the land. And all countries came to Egypt to Joseph to buy grain because the famine was severe all over the known earth. Pretty good famine, right? Really good famine. Right there, go back to verse 56, please. For the Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians, for the famine grew extremely distressing in the land. God told him to do it, and so now he's able to sell a bunch of food, right?
Yes.
God told him. God's the one that told him to store up, correct?
Yes.
I wonder how many people came up to him and said, "Well, you got enough, just give me some."
Yeah.
Look, you got way more than you need, just let me have some.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're just mean then. I can't believe you just won't give it to us.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of sounds like people nowadays.
Yeah.
Amen. Not us. Others, amen. But they just kind of want something for free. But if they're born again, they got the Spirit of God living on the inside of them just as well as we do.
Yes, sir.
So don't ever allow somebody to make you feel bad about being prosperous, about living in overflow.
Amen.
Who cares how many cars you have?
Amen.
Who cares how many houses you have? If you want them, go for it.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you want them, go for it. All right? Amen. We'll stop. We'll pick up. Huh? Oh, go ahead.
All right. I got a little bit of direction as he was preaching. Hallelujah. That was so good. Brother Mike, I'm going to have you take the things back here. And if I could have the worship team come to the stage, please. I just really felt that some people that are here this morning have been feeling like they are on this hamster wheel going around and around and around and don't know how to get off. They feel like maybe, you know, you're in a pit and you don't know how to get up. You can see there's, you know, light up ahead and you know there's hope, but you don't know how to get there. Hallelujah, Jesus is the way. Amen. Glory to God. Some of you might be feeling 6 months, but some of you might be thinking, no, this has been 6 years. It's time to get out of that hamster wheel. It's time to get out of that pit. He was talking about restoration. God wants to restore. God wants to get us to a place that we don't have to be thinking about that every single day, day in and day out. We need to be thinking this and flipping this around of how we can bless other people.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I know they are getting ready up there, but I'm going to pray. You know what? We are. Also, I have a scripture that the Lord laid in on my heart. Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, God is not mocked. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that will he also reap. Glory to God. You guys better be, whoever was gave us blessings this morning, you guys better get ready. Turn to somebody and say, get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. Because we know that God is not mocked. Glory to God. God is not mocked. He's trying to get the church to a certain place that we can be giving out, getting us ready, because we will not, we will thrive in famine. Hallelujah. We will be the ones thriving. We will be the ones there providing the bread for the bread lines. I don't know if you guys were here when he talked about that, but glory to God, that was anointed. So hallelujah. Pastor Ricky and I just want to, you guys can start playing, please, whenever you're ready. We're going to pray for those people that are here this morning that that have felt burdened, that have felt overwhelmed, that maybe you feel like you're treading water and you're just keeping your head above water. If that is you this morning, we want to have you come up. It is time to break free. It is time to have this prosperity that God is speaking about in His Word. And it's also time for us to thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I don't have a pocket. Oh, that's a fake pocket. Okay. Hallelujah. But it's time. It is time. And if you are able to give into this offering, we want to pray for you also. Because guess what? It is not going to take 5 years to have this turnaround. This can be a suddenly. This can be today. So hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. And also, if there's anybody in this place this morning that does not know the God that he's talking about, that does not know Jesus Christ, that has not put him Lord of your life, so you can actually see these things and see this breakthrough that he has for you, you need to come down. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Pastor Ricky.